Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced any of the following: pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Hernia mesh patch implants are used for repairing most common types of abdominal hernia, which occurs when muscles or connective tissue in your abdomen are damaged or weakened. If you have had a hernia mesh implant and suffered an injury, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. Call for more information about the recall and a free consultation. Don't be a silent victim. Call 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's episode of Live Your True Life Perspectives, I want to ask you a question. Are you suffering from compassion fatigue? Well, you might not know exactly what it is. You might have a general idea, but I want to talk about it. I want to explain what compassion fatigue is and decide, and you can make your own decision if you're actually suffering from that, but better yet, things that you can do to offset that and to power up your own self, but also to pull that energy and power back in to feel good, to feel calm, and to move on with your day-to-day life. You know, I find it interesting, compassion fatigue usually is seen as a, quote, problem, end quote, for people who are normally healthcare professionals, who work with people who are going through stress or anxiety or painful situations in their life or unspeakable suffering, you know, that people deal with. But I've recently realized that compassion fatigue can also go hand in hand with any of us who happen to be more empathic or highly sensitive people, or people that just generally feel and want other people to have a good life and to feel good as well. And recently in the news, we've had all kinds of things happening. We've had hurricanes, natural disasters. We've had, you know, concepts of bombs and other things that are being talked about in the news that can scare us. But also when we watch this media and we see people torn from their homes and left with nothing, we begin to feel sorry, we feel bad. And I believe when we're exposed to a whole lot of that media and we don't know how to process it, we begin to have what I'd like to call compassion fatigue. So I think in order to really understand what compassion fatigue is, we need to see and discuss and understand the signs of compassion fatigue and how that might actually be playing a role in your own life. You know, the first thing that I see when I see a client with compassion fatigue is they feel overburdened by the suffering of other people. They feel overburdened by the suffering of other people, and that's normal because a lot of folks out there, including yourself, that might be suffering from compassion fatigue, you're sensitive, you're caring, you're an emotional person. Not crazy emotional, just you feel. You connect well with others. You can feel what other people are going through. You connect well with your pets, your friends, your family. And people usually say to you, you're a very good listener. You're a caring person. Wow, you seem to have the pulse on what other people are thinking or feeling without really even showing it. And if you're one of those people, you might feel burdened by the suffering of others. And you feel bad. Recently in the news, with these recent hurricanes, and we've had several of them, and they've been very dangerous and very explosive. Some people might feel as if there's something more there that meets the eye. But if we look at the storm just as the storm, and we look at the people that it's affecting, it can be overwhelming to us to see so much destruction as well as death. And that can really go a long way for us feeling overly burdened or sad. You know, another thing that happens when we have compassion fatigue is we have a tendency of isolating ourselves. I've had several clients recently text me or email me and let me know that they weren't able to come in if they could do the session on Skype or on call. And I don't have a problem with that, but I asked straight up, what is the reason for you not being able to come into the office today? And most of the responses were based on that they had been watching the newscast. They were overwhelmed by the awful situation that was happening in Texas and in other parts of the world. And they felt like they couldn't leave the home. They were very scared. And so we have a tendency of isolating ourselves when we're going through this fatigue because it's like we can't have or handle any more stressors. We can't have or handle any more that takes away from our power, our energy, and our well-being. Because we get overwhelmed by this burden, because we get overwhelmed by what's happening over here, what happens? Well, we have difficulty concentrating on other things. That's just normal. When you have that compassion overload, that compassion fatigue, it's hard to focus on our day-to-day life because we are so overwhelmed by our emotions and the situation that we don't know how to focus. We can't because our brain is working a million miles an hour. Our emotions are triggered. And we want to do something, but we feel like our arms are tied. And we have a tendency of not being able to sleep very well. And I don't know about you, but there were years ago, before I wrote my third book, The 10-Day Challenge to Live Your True Life, I did an experiment. And there was a natural disaster that took place. And I watched literally the CNN video footage. And I'm not subscribing to any channel, but I'm just saying back in the day, I watched that, and I watched it morning, noon, and night. I never turned it off. And it's basically the same images over and over and over again. But I couldn't sleep. I couldn't sleep because all I could think about was that. All I could think about was all the pain and suffering that all these people are going through. All I could think about was, you know, the situation at hand, and I couldn't concentrate on anything else. And I was sitting there watching the TV in my living room, obviously isolating myself from the rest of the world because I lived on my own. And, you know, I mean, it's just like you think about it and it's like, wow, okay, this stuff's real. And it causes physical and mental fatigue because we're focusing on that particular situation. And for some of us, it can cause nightmares. And that's a big deal because our sleep is so important. A lot of times we don't realize the significance of sleep and how highly we should honestly value it because it does create a good, solid equilibrium and we feel good and we feel calm and we feel at peace when we get good sleep. And when we get good sleep, we're able to process the situations we're going through and understand how we can move forward through it and how and what we can do to better the situation. Have you ever not gotten sleep? You're going through a stressful situation in your life, a personal situation, and you all the time while you're not getting sleep, you're making bad choices. You're making the wrong decisions, okay? And unfortunately, if we just got some sleep, and we don't realize that we could do the right thing, we could select the right thing, we could make the right judgment call. But because we have this on our mind, we're thinking about it, we're processing it, we're dreaming about it, or we're up all night thinking about it, or we're having nightmares about it, and we don't realize the impact that has on our mental well-being. You know, it's interesting because when folks have compassion fatigue, most of us don't realize when we have it. We see it as compassion or caring, but we don't realize that this is actually a condition that we're going through. And some of us show it in different ways by bottling up our emotions, but feeling helpless and powerless to the world around us. And I think for a lot of us right now in this time and space, many of us, when we're watching the news media over and over again, are feeling hopeless and powerless to the future. We're getting scared. We're overwhelmed. And we wonder what's in store for us next. And I feel that that powerlessness leads us to feeling unhealthy and unhappy. And it's a state of mind. And I agree. I'm not arguing with the fact that there are things going on in this universe. And there are things that are happening and taking place that aren't the most positive of sorts. There are things that are happening that are very real and somewhat scary. But the way that we perceive, but better yet, our perspective of these situations and how it affects us directly affects if we feel helpless or helpful or hopeful or hopeless or powerful or powerless. These are very powerful thoughts. And the way that we have to realize things in our life to overcome compassion fatigue is to understand where it's coming from. Are we exposing ourselves to media that we need to limit? Do we need to get physical exercise and to work to refocus our life to get into a healthy routine? A healthy routine can go far to establish feeling powerful again and feeling as though you have control to some degree of your own life. I'll be talking more about the signs of compassion fatigue, where it comes from, and how you can begin to reverse it, to feel compassion, but to not let it take your power. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'm back this time in two shakes. It's Ashley here, and are you wanting to bring more joy and happiness to your life? Are you feeling stressed out by watching negative media? Feeling burnt out by day-to-day life and wanting a new perspective? Go to AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBurgess.com, and find my new book, The 10-Day Challenge to Live Your True Life. The 10-Day Challenge will help you bring more joy and happiness into your life, eliminate a lot of negativity and stress, and feel renewed again. Check out the 10-Day Challenge. Go to my website, AshleyBurgess.com, and pick up your copy today. Are you in need of a new perspective? Tired of people asking you how you're feeling? Wanting some real answers to life's tough situations? Feel as though some are always talking about emotions, while others offer textbook solutions that don't work? Are you wanting real, powerful, lasting change in your life? If this is you, go to AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBurgess.com, click on the contact page, send me an email, and let's make that powerful change together.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today I'm talking about compassion fatigue. Are you suffering with it? What are some of the indications and signs of having compassion fatigue? And what are some of the things that you can do to better your situation and to control the situation at hand for you to feel helpful and powerful? You know, right before the break, I was talking about indications, the signs of having compassion fatigue, and what this really means. Because, you know, a lot of times we don't even realize we have it. You know, you can be compassionate, but you don't really realize there's really a condition for this when we get overwhelmed by it. Because you can feel compassion and you can feel empathy and care for people going through traumatic situations, through traumatic situations happening, through, you know, anything from watching people being devastated by a hurricane to somebody that's dealing with the end of their life. And I've realized that some of the signs of compassion fatigue include, but aren't limited to, feeling overly burdened by the suffering of others. We internalize it, and we internalize it so much that we isolate ourselves. Okay? I was talking to a client the other day, and I actually see a lot of clients via Skype, FaceTime, and phone calls. About one-third of my clients actually come into my office because the others don't live anywhere near my office or would prefer to use that time better spent from driving one place to another. They'd prefer to do the Skype or FaceTime, and I appreciate that because, you know, therapy and life coaching is not supposed to be another stressor in your life. It's not supposed to add to your stress. It's supposed to add to your quality of life. And so however is best for you to get that help is best for you to get that help. And so I've been recently working with a client or a couple of days ago who had been so overwhelmed by the burden and the sadness and the bad situations of others recently in the news that they began to isolate themselves, okay? They lost the joy and the happiness in their life. They had difficulty concentrating on their work, and they couldn't sleep, okay? And we went through the process, and we talked about it, and I explained what was going on. But at the same point, and I'll talk more about this later on in the hour, but the same point, too, is to remember that we have this one life to live right now, okay? And anybody would not want you going through that kind of pain and suffering because of them, okay? And I know that there's pain and suffering there in this world, and there's some crazy, catastrophic things happening as we speak, but we've got to refocus our purpose and find joy in living and help in any way we can to help other people, but to live life to the fullest as long as we have that option. Because everybody's going to go through stress and strain. Everybody's going to go through ups and downs. And when you're in an up cycle and things are working for you, taking advantage of that to the best of your ability is crucial. It's crucial. And when we do that, we feel good. We don't feel regret later on down the road that I was living through other people. I was overly burdened. I was stressed out. I had insomnia. I had physical and mental fatigue. And think about that. And I think a lot of us don't even realize that we're going through compassion fatigue, right? You might just feel empathetic. Oh, I just have empathy. I'm a highly sensitive person. I care about other people. Well, yeah, you can do that. But do you also have compassion fatigue? And have you been watching so much newscast about the recent awful situation that took place that you can't focus on anything but that? All you can do is focus on that, so you can't sleep. Maybe you're having nightmares of that. It's becoming overwhelming, stressful. It's the only thing you talk about. And what that leads to is we begin to feel helpless and powerless to the world around us, okay? Because we put ourselves in the shoes of the person that's going through this awful catastrophe. And when you see dozens or hundreds or thousands of people, and we're human, and when you have compassion and empathy, you feel. Okay, so you put your shoes, your feet in their shoes, and you start physically walking mentally in their life and emotionally. And what happens at that point is you begin to feel overwhelmed by their burden, but the world begins to seem so big and the problem so overwhelming that you begin to feel powerless to the situation. And what happens is when we begin to feel powerless in our own life, we begin to feel small, tiny, insignificant. And one thing that I know for a fact is every human being on this planet who wishes to see themselves for the real is not insignificant and is not at all powerless. But it's kind of a bill of goods that a lot of us have bought into. And so when we think about it that way, we have to realize that in order to be powerful, we have to know that we're powerful. In order to be helpful and to hopeful, we have to be hopeful. We can't be hopeless. And when we kind of get into the victim thought, we lose ourselves and our power, and we begin to see ourselves as small, itty-bitty. And what happens then is we usually go into a syndrome and a cycle of having very poor self-care because we don't see the reason to take care of ourselves. What's the reason to take vitamins? What's the reason to eat right? Huh? All this pain and suffering in the world and these people dying and losing all their everything they ever had, all of their memories, their baby pictures, everything, all the furniture and clothing. Yeah. Why should I take care of myself? Why should I even bother getting in the shower? Why should I even bother eating? And as you can see, it becomes a cycle. It becomes a cycle of helplessness and powerlessness where we feel like, what matters anyway? Why should we do anything good anyway for ourselves? Because in the end, we're just going to die anyway. And so we got to really look at ourselves and say, wait a second, I can look at life from two different perspectives, right? I can look at it by being powerless, or I can look at it by being powerful. Why not take the latter? Now, if I take the latter and know that I am powerful, I actually have the ability to do things to power myself up because I know that I am powerful. If I take my power away from myself, I don't have the ability to do things. I cannot create things. I can't find solutions. So isn't it better to be powerful? Okay, I am a powerful being. I am a powerful light. I have light and love. I am helpful. I am happy. I am powerful. Very powerful statements that only a powerful being can make. And it takes away from feeling as if we don't matter. And all of a sudden we begin to take care of ourselves again, right? Because we realize the value of this life. We realize that in order to be powerful, we have to have energy and fuel. And the more we eat well, and the better we take care of ourselves, and the more sleep we get, and the more exercise that we get, that slows down the body, slows down the mind, and allows us to sleep, goes a long way to us living a more powerful and healthy life. You know, they've done some recent studies that directly correlate no exercise with dementia and Alzheimer's. Very interesting stuff. Exercise, physical exercise. When we do not physically exercise, we have a much higher percentage chance of getting Alzheimer's or dementia. According to the Alzheimer's Association, there are 5.5 million Americans with Alzheimer's, up from 5.2 in 2014. And in 2050, an expectation of 16 million Americans will have Alzheimer's, costing well over $1 trillion. Okay? Alzheimer's is real. And it directly correlates with exercise with your brain. And so even when it comes to compassion fatigue, in order to overcome that, to get sleep, to focus, to slow that mind down, you've got to get real exercise. You have to. The more that you feel out of control in your life, the more you need exercise on a daily basis. And I know it's hard to begin to do that in the beginning. It's hard because your mind's telling you, I don't want to go to the gym. I don't want to walk. I don't want to do that. Why am I going to do this? I don't want to do it. And that becomes the problem. That becomes the issue. And we have to push through it. If you realize that if you took a walk for an hour 3 days out of the week that you could offset and not get dementia or Alzheimer's, would you do it? Yeah, I would. There's no way I wouldn't get it. There's no way I wouldn't do it. But you can also offset the painful response from compassion fatigue by getting a daily workout if possible, even 30 minutes. 30 minutes a day will do you wonders. It'll also slow down that mind and allow you, if you're suffering from compassion fatigue, slow that mind down and get some actual good quality sleep that you need to be able to focus the next day on your job and the rest of your life. Check out my website, AshleyBurgess.com, and don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel. Just go to YouTube, put in Ashley Burgess, you'll find the channel, and you'll find the subscription button right below. Stay tuned because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in two shakes.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, Call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today I'm talking about the signs of compassion fatigue, how to deal with it, how to overcome it, and how to move past it. You know, a lot of us feel like we're just compassionate, that we're just very thoughtful, highly sensitive people, and that's true for many of us, but some of us could actually be suffering from what I'd like to call compassion fatigue syndrome. And this is a big deal. And a lot of us don't even know we're going through. We have no idea because we've never really heard the terminology before. We've never heard people talk about it. And today, I'm talking about the signs of having it. And later on here, in just a few minutes, how to overcome it and how to move past it. You know, right before the break, I was talking about exercise and how important it is to exercise for your mind, for your brain health. And when you're dealing with compassion fatigue, a lot of times we have the inability to sleep because we keep thinking about the stuff on the news or the pain that people are suffering with, the images that we see, being overwhelmed by the burden of that we can't seem to get the needed rest that we need. Many of us, our jobs are suffering, our work is suffering, our responsibilities are falling by the wayside because we can't do everything. And when we are suffering from compassion fatigue, we often feel hopeless and powerless to the world around us. Truly, we do. We begin to feel small and inadequate. And as the more and more and more that we watch imagery of people suffering and death and crisis, we begin to feel so small that we isolate ourselves, bottling up our emotions, feeling both physical and mental fatigue. And we tend to lose the pleasure and the joy in our life. Like I was saying, what we begin to do is because we feel powerless, we don't feel the need to take care of ourselves anymore. Why should we? We don't have any power anyway. Why should we do it? And so our self-care, well, goes to zero. No longer taking vitamins, taking care of yourself, getting sleep. And oftentimes we find ourselves overeating just crap. Some of us might turn to alcohol or prescription drugs or drugs to numb the pain because we're just so overwhelmed by what's happening in the world around us and the people around us that we just feel like, why? And so in this situation, if you are at any of these points, insomnia, the difficulty concentrating, having nightmares, feeling powerless, poor self-care, and if you might even be in denial of it, but it's time to really focus and ask yourself, are you suffering from this, or do you have a friend who is suffering, or a spouse, or a coworker from compassion fatigue? You know, one of the biggest things that's a tip-off to me when I'm working with clients is when clients are constantly watching the news and they can't stop when it's a natural disaster or a situation that's unfolding like a terroristic attack or something like that, and they can't stop watching it. And what often is told is how sad they feel and how awful this is and how overwhelming this is and how powerless we are. And then there's that need and fear, and that flight scenario begins. Where can I run to? Where can I hide? How do I isolate myself? How can I stay away from this evil? And it becomes overwhelming. It becomes a snowball effect, and the mind starts just reeling and going after this. And it's hard to slow that down and to stop it and to basically rewind the situation. But it begins with taking care of yourself, but it begins with changing and flipping the script and stopping what's happening in your life that's not working. And I've realized if you are suffering from compassion fatigue, there's some things you can do right now. You can accept where you are. Don't blame yourself for it. But I believe that right now, if you've been watching the TV and watching things that are overwhelming to you, it's time to shut that TV off. It's time to probably slow down on social media as well. If every time you look on Facebook and you see destruction and sadness and it's overwhelming you, it's time to take a break. I also advise that there's certain people on your Facebook that have a tendency of posting some overwhelming stuff that's hard for you to process. I ask you at this time, just for now, to hide some of their posts. You can go into their posts, you can click on the upper right-hand corner, and you can actually stop following them or hide their posts. Because if it's really affecting you, and for some of us it can be affecting our entire life, if it's affecting your life to that degree, it's time to not follow that and not see that right now. Let's get back on track, get our life back on track, and move forward. You know, another thing is to be kind to yourself and to recognize your own personal power, okay? You got to. I've been on both sides of this coin. I've been powerless and powerful. I'm powerful now. But it took me to change my perspective, to flip the script, and to realize that there's a pattern there. When we watch a lot of news and we get overwhelmed by the things at hand that's happening right now, we begin to feel powerless, okay? Because we feel like we can't do anything about it, because most of us are doers. We're doers. We want to do things. We want to help people. We want to save people. We want to give the shirt off our back to do what's right for others, right? And in order to be powerful in this situation, we have to recognize our power. We have to recognize that if people are suffering a few hours away from us, that we can ship things to them to make their life better, that we can actually go there and help, that we can work with a church group or another group to help supply, help create an ability to get supplies or to bring supplies to where they need, to help directly with friends and family who are directly affected and other people. And when we do that and we understand our power, we are able to help. When we don't understand our power, what happens is we get stuck. We get stuck in inactivity. We are like missing in action because we can't get into action because we're so overwhelmed with the situation at hand. And so I ask you right now, if you have a friend or you are suffering from compassion fatigue, I ask you right now to turn that TV off for a while, to stop looking at social media that might increase your sensitivity to this drama and to the sadness and to feeling overwhelmed. But also to begin to accept who you are at this time and to let folks in and know what you're going through. A lot of people don't understand it. And if you don't tell anybody, most people can't mind read. I mean, there's a few people out there, but not many. And so if the latest catastrophe where people don't have homes, don't have electricity, and you know, you're watching, you know, a dog being saved and you're overwhelmed by the situation and the water's so high from the latest hurricane. It's time to express that feeling to a loved one and just let them know where you stand, what's going through your mind, okay? It's okay to be vulnerable. It's okay to feel. That's normal. That's what you're supposed to. You're supposed to be highly cognitive and sensitive to the world around you. The more sensitive you are, the more empathy you have, the closer you are to the source. And this goes a long way to understanding why we're here and what we're doing in this lifetime. And so it's not a bad thing. Not at all. And it does not show weakness. And you might be interested in knowing that there's a lot of people who are suffering from this. And so expressing how you're feeling to friends or family or co-workers for that matter could actually help them to understand what they're going through. I mean, most people don't turn off the news in their house. Most people can't stop watching it. And it affects people drastically, but they deny that it affects them. Most people say that they can watch horror films and murder films, and it doesn't affect them. But subconsciously, for sure, it does. For the most part, it affects them consciously as well. whatever you watch, whatever media you intake, you will remember for the rest of your life to some degree. It will affect you until the day that you die. And so remembering that and knowing how important it is to have your personal boundaries when it comes to what you watch and what you listen to is very important. So clarify those personal boundaries. Realize what's important to you and be kind to yourself. Be kind to yourself. You don't need to be bombarded by newscasts that make you feel powerless. And I'm not telling you to be ignorant to what's going on. Instead, I'm telling you to be powerful, to know what's going on and to understand it and to see it the way you can without being overwhelmed or overburdened, which allows you to have a positive response in helping the people involved, to making changes in this world, and to being a powerful asset to authentically help other people and to understand the plight of the human condition. And I think that's why we have compassion fatigue, because we realize that everybody is connected at the source. And so everybody is connected to that one, and we feel compassion for that. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes. Are you a leader in your community, a CEO, an executive of your company? With those roles come great responsibility, and with that responsibility comes stress. Do you feel as though you are being heard? You need help just like anybody else to take care of situations because you're too busy taking care of others. Who can you talk to? We all need a sounding board to discuss our life, our current situations, our needs, and our future. Who do you have in your corner? I work with CEOs, leaders around the country, film and television talent, and I can be your sounding board. Now with digital coaching, I can be there for you to help inspire, direct, and effectively listen to your needs and your honest, authentic perspective. Go online to Ashley Burgess, Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S.com, AshleyBurgess.com. Click on the contact page, send me an email, and I will respond in 24 hours so we can set up your coaching session so that you can continue to live your true life.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Allergy congestion. Cut grass. Cat on the sofa. Dust in the carpet. Whenever allergy congestion makes you feel trapped, break through with Allegra D for 5-in-1 24-hour multi-symptom relief. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine with a powerful decongestant for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Break through allergy congestion with Allegra D. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them, so you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
You could be my luck.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I've been talking about compassion fatigue, what it is, the signs that you're dealing with it in your own life, and how to overcome it. Right before the break, I was talking about some things that you can do to better your life situation if you find that you are dealing with compassion fatigue. You know, first of all, is to really enhance your awareness of the situation and to accept where you are. I also believe that creating boundaries and only watching certain media and only doing certain media intake at this time is crucial. When media intake directly relates to us feeling powerless, we've got to stop whatever is in our life that's causing us to feel powerless, because we are very powerful people. And when we begin to feel powerless, our life unravels and gets in out of control to a point where we can't take care of ourselves. We lose the want and desire to take care of ourselves. We lose the direction, the purpose, the reasoning for that. We end up doing things that are self-sabotaging to ourselves in that situation, because we tell ourselves there's no reason to continue to take care of ourselves in a situation like this because of the burden we're feeling. Some of the things that you can do right now if you're dealing with compassion fatigue is to limit that amount of daily news you watch or the amount of daily news that you read. Okay? And this does include social media. You got to be very careful with this, because anything can be a trigger at this point, okay? You're overwhelmed, you're stressed out, and because you're in that state of mind, we got to pull you out of it, okay? We got to regulate that intake, and we got to refocus our perspective in the fact that we are powerful, and better yet, what we can do to better the situation. I think another thing that's very important is to begin to come to terms with the fact that, yes, there is pain and suffering on this planet, okay? There's pain and suffering in everybody's life. And there's so much we can do about it, and there's some that we can't. But it depends on the way we approach it. It depends on the way we look at it. It depends on the way we handle ourselves in that situation. And it's up to you, when you are dealing with pain and suffering, to handle it. And yes, it's okay and it's awesome to have compassion. I don't want you to lose compassion for other people. I think that's an amazing trait and an amazing quality that you have. But we need to regulate it, because when it gets to the point where you feel like there's no reason to continue, when you are completely isolating yourself and when you're unable to focus on your daily responsibilities, this has gotten in the way of your life and living your true life, and we got to literally pull back and refocus. And that begins by turning that media off, focusing on what we can change, regrouping, getting ourselves back into a healthy routine. And I think that also begins by being grateful for the good things that are happening in our life, because you do have some great things happening. Okay, you do. There's some awesome things that you have going on. You probably have an amazing family, or you have an awesome career, or you help people that are less fortunate, or you, whatever it is that you got going on, you got something that's amazing. You probably have several somethings, lots of somethings. So let's begin to look at those somethings in your life and be grateful for that. You know, it's interesting, too, to be grateful for the life that you have, that you're living, that you're breathing. I think sometimes we take that for granted. I think we take that for granted most of the time, okay? And it's not until we're, like, really sick and on our deathbed or you know, in an awful accident and having to get this awful surgery and, you know, being laid up for, you know, weeks or months at a time and going, my God, what was I doing when I was great? I was in perfect shape. I was doing great. Sure, I might have had to lose a few pounds, no big deal. But what was I doing? Well, I was watching the news, overwhelmed, overburdened, felt powerless, and that's what I was doing for a good part of that year when I was the healthiest I'd been. And so you really got to think about these things, because you can't get the time back. You can't get the time back, so you might as well use it efficiently. You also want to try to find the meaning in some of the suffering that you see. First, minimize how much suffering you're seeing for a little while until you can regroup. But also, there's got to be some sort of meaning behind it. And I know some of this is quite tragic and can be overwhelming, and we don't understand why anything would happen like this, and the meaning is awful. But to some degree, there's got to be some sort of meaning. And maybe that meaning is not necessarily why it's good that it happened. And normally that's not the case at all. But it might be, what have you learned from it, and how can you help change it? Or how can you see it from a different perspective to help, you know, offset the situation? Or what can you do to better the situation? Where's the hero? Find that hero in you, right? When we find that hero in ourselves, that's when life has more meaning, right? And that's who we are. We're all heroes. And when we're very compassionate, that's a sign of a hero. A hero is compassionate, loving, caring, altruistic, doing things for others. And so don't look at that as a deficit. Look at that as part of your superhero package and begin to develop that power within to hone the skills of being that superhero that you've always been, but you just didn't recognize it. Also, try not to blame people in these situations. I know that sometimes it's quite obvious, but we need to blame the situation. And I don't like the word blame at all. I think that when we look at it from a different perspective and see it from maybe a higher realm of thinking, blame kind of goes out of our vocabulary, and we kind of see a larger worldly view, a universal view, and then we can kind of see how or why it's happening, and then we're better off finding what role we can play to better the situation. Last but not least is, you got to show compassion to yourself, okay? You got to comfort yourself. You got to be there for yourself. You got to have unconditional love for yourself. If you don't have that for you, you don't have it for other people, because you can only honestly have that if you honestly love yourself and care about yourself and take care of yourself and constantly doing positive self-care and having that within yourself. You can help other people to do that. You can feel that way about others. But when you don't have that for yourself, you can't have that same feeling for others. It's the same thing as when you can see that somebody else has empathy or understanding, and that means usually that you have empathy and understanding and compassion. When you don't have those types of things, you can't see that in other people. You just can't, because you can't identify what that is. We can only identify in other people what we actually possess as well. And so remembering that we have to have compassion for ourselves, love yourself compassionately, be compassionate to you and your own plight, and that'll go a long way to understanding the power within your life, but will also allow you to have that power and the health within to help other people. Much like they say on a plane, put the oxygen mask on you first and then help somebody else. Without your own oxygen, you can't help other people. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back in three shakes.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.